last week we were talking about Jeopardy. We were talking about how Mattea Roach had started her journey through Jeopardy and was making some bank. And I had got on the radio, and we were talking about it, and I was under the impression that there are tax laws in the States that are different from Canadian tax laws. That I know that you have to, if you're a U.S. citizen, you have to pay taxes on what you win on a game show in the States. And if you're a Canadian citizen, I didn't know how that worked.
Right.
A gentleman by the name of Stephen Moore was listening to the show. Stephen Moores, with an S, was listening to the show. He wrote in and said, no, that's not the way it works. I've been on the game shows. Let me tell you. So I invited him to be on the show with us. He's on the phone with us right now. Steve, welcome to the show first off.
Thank you.
Now, Steve, take me through this, okay? Because I was uninformed, and I always want to learn something new. So if I was wrong, I want to be righted. Tell me, first of all, you've been on a couple of game shows. Tell me what they are.
So in the U.S., I was on The Price is Right, okay. And I won pretty big. I won the Showcase Showdown, which was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And then in Canada, I've been on Family Feud Canada. So I've been on game shows in Canada and the United States.
Okay.
And you're right. In the U.S., you do have to pay taxes.
All right. But as a Canadian citizen, there's a loophole here, right?
That's right. The Canadian government has a treaty with the U.S. that if anybody wins lottery winnings, that they are not to be taxed. So we do get taxed, and you do have to pay your taxes prior to taking your winnings. So, for instance, the lady that's winning on Jeopardy, she would have to pay a 30% federal tax and a 7% California tax. So 37% total tax on her winnings. They would take that right out of the winnings before she gets her money, give her the remainder. When she comes back to Canada, she would have to file for a U.S. IITN number, which is a tax number for the United States, and then she can claim that money back. So as a Canadian, you're almost guaranteed to get about 85 to 90% of it back. So you will get every cent of the federal tax back. So you'll get the whole 30%. California is a little bit stickier and a little bit harder and trickier. So that 7% will probably be gone in a wash. So she's going to lose about 7% off the top. And then there's a couple of companies around Canada that'll do this for you. And it is a tricky process, so it is worthwhile getting these companies that know how to use U.S. taxes properly. And some companies charge 10%, some as high as 18%. So depending on how much time and effort you want to put into getting your tax money back, you can lose another 10 to 15% based on using a company.
Okay, now hold on a second. If you're losing 7% off the top to start off with, is it worth it to lose 18% then to have somebody tell you or get your money that you're owed?
Absolutely not. I would 100% rather do it myself.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that makes sense. Now, Steve, how long ago were you on The Price is Right? Were you like a Bob Barker Price is Right, or are you a Drew Carey Price is Right?
I'm not an OG. I'm a Drew Carey, unfortunately. Okay. Well, not unfortunately. Carey was great, too. But.
Yeah. Yeah, he still is great. He still does The Price is Right. However, it's not Bob Barker. I was wondering what the time frame was in your situation.
Yeah, so I was on... My show aired January 14th of 2019.
Okay.
So it was a couple years ago, and I won a luxury I won a brand new car, a luxury vacation, a bunch of his and hers clothing and that sort of stuff. And it is a sticker shock when you know, right as soon as the game show was over, they take you into a back room to fill out paperwork, and they kind of say, you've got 2 weeks to decide. Do you want to take the prize, or do you want to pay the taxes? So it is a bit of a sticker shock. So if you're an American and you get on the show and you're not able to come up with, you know, a loan or something. Like, my total taxes on my prizes was little over $13,000.
See, that doesn't make sense. Yeah, that doesn't make sense to me. It's like, here, you go on a game show, and we're going to give you a new car, but you got to pay us $13,000.
So,
yeah,
I have a question, actually, Steve.
Okay, go ahead.
That's crazy. Yeah, so if you're a Canadian, you're lucky because you can get it back, but you do have to wait. So, for instance, this lady's winning in, what, April or May? April right now, and she won't be able to file for her money back until about March of next year.
Wow. Okay. Zach, you got a question?
So until the tax season.
Yeah. So when you won the car, did you
I can't hear him.
Can't hear you. You push the microphone phone button in front of you, the one that says phone. There you go.
Is that better?
Yep. Try again.
Is that better?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Yeah.
There we go. Okay, perfect. So... if you won the car on the game show, did you have? So did you? When you said you had to make a choice you know, to fill in your filling out your paperwork, does that mean you had to pay right off the top the taxes on the vehicle if you wanted to take the vehicle? Or did you have, like, was that what they were trying to make you do?
That's right. So okay. they give you enough time. They say, okay, well, for me, I filmed my show in late October, and it didn't go on TV till January. But generally with The Price is Right, if they film you, your show will go on TV within 2 weeks of it being filmed. And so they say you've got 2 weeks plus 90 days because your prizes aren't available to you till 90 days after your show airs. So you have until the day, like 90 days, but they want you to make a decision before your show goes on TV, whether you want to take that vehicle and pay the tax or not. Okay. So it's on every prize. It's not just the car. Now, I was under the impression that I would have had to pay duty to get it to Canada and everything.
Right.
But the car is the only prize that they will send to or buy outside of the continental United States is a car. So they were looking for a dealership in my hometown to buy it from.
Okay, so that was my next question, actually. Okay, cool.
Okay, so they buy it out of a dealership close to you. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. That's right. All right. Yeah. Now, and same with, you know, they always say on the TV show whenever somebody wins a trip that they're going to fly from Los Angeles. They only do that so they can estimate the taxes. Yeah. You actually fly to the trip from your home airport.
Okay, I gotcha. We're talking with Stephen Moores this morning. He is a former winner of the Price is Right. He was on Family Feud Canada. I want to get to that in a second. And he's talking to us about taxes going back and forth between the countries when you're on a game show that, you know, as the country right now is talking about Mateo Roach and her winnings as it continues on Jeopardy. Now, Steve, I got to ask you, when you're on Family Feud Canada, how did that roll for you? Which family were you with and what was the deal?
So we were the McDevitt family. We played in two episodes, but we didn't win our first Fast Money, unfortunately, but we had a good time doing it, and then we lost on our second show. But it was a great time. I encourage everybody to take the time and apply and get your families on the show. It's a lot of fun, and it's a great family experience, 100%.
And Steve, you're now living in Scottsville, is this correct?
That's correct, yep.
And you heard us on the show last week talking about this is how you got on our show with us right now. We appreciate you taking the time. You're a welfare, very well-spoken man. I appreciate the fact that you took the time to come on the radio with us this morning and talk about taxes and how it goes in between countries. Because I'm sure there's a lot of people like me that didn't know exactly how it works. And if you've already gone through it, that's amazing. Now, would you do another game show? Is there a game show you want to do?
Well, I've applied for Survivor.
Yeah.
I really want to get on Survivor because just in the last 2 years, they've allowed Canadians to get on. Actually, a Canadian won it last season.
Mm-hmm.
And then Let's Make a Deal. But with CBS, if you win, like I won on The Price is Right.
Yeah.
So for 10 years, I'm not allowed to win on The Price is Right again.
Yeah.
And for 2 years, I wasn't allowed to win on any CBS show. So I want to be choosy on which ones I go on, because if I win another CBS show, then I have to wait another couple of years if I try again on something else.
So gotcha.
The two that I'd like to try, though, is Let's Make a Deal and Survivor. Those are kind of my next two.
So are you a regular visitor to California, then, to stand in line and try and get on these shows, or do you book the show appearance before you leave?
No, so I was working in Mexico at the time, and my girlfriend at the time was in Toronto, and I said, well, why don't we fly down to LA, just meet for a weekend, because I had a weekend off. I said, we'll meet in LA, and we'll have a weekend together. And
that's sweet.
I went online, and with these game shows, a lot of them are free tickets anyways. You just go online and book the date that you want to go.
Yeah.
And yeah, you go, and it's totally random. Like, The Price is Right, what you see on TV is what you get. It is completely random. I had no idea that I was getting called.
Mm-hmm. And then it is Stephen Moores, come on down.
Yeah, and okay. It's really the song you played before this is really appropriate, Under Pressure, because you really are under pressure.
Well played, Steve. Well played. All right. Well, listen. Good luck on Survivor. Getting on the Survivor. Have you applied? Are you going to apply?
Yeah, I applied last season. I didn't get that one because I was a little bit late to the application process, mm-hmm. but I'm waiting. I think the new applications open up in August, so as soon as that happens, I'll be making a new video and opening it on there. So.
Well, good luck in your quest to get on Survivor. I hope that works for you, and Let's Make a Deal. If you're going to do that, no zoinks. You don't want zoinks, okay? And always, always choose B. Take the B door.
Yeah.
Always take the B door. Don't go for C, and take the B door. All right. Stephen, I appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so much.
No worries. Have a great day, guys. Thanks a lot.
Scotty O and the Quad County's number one hit music station start your day off right.
I love this every day.
You're listening to the Hawk Morning Show on 101.5 The Hawk.